5 years ago, a North Carolina woman, Barbara Harris, who already had adopted two children from a drug-addicted mother, thought of a way to try to fix the social and financial costs of babies born to drug addicts. She started an organization called CRAC, that's an acronym for Children Requiring a Caring Community, community spelled with a K, and the idea was that they would offer money to drug-addicted women to either get sterilized or go on long-term birth control. Now, 5 years later, the program is still going, though it's changed its name to Project Prevention. In the 5 years, Barbara Harris's organization has treated more than 1,000 drug-addicted or alcoholic women who've agreed to stop having children. Ms. Harris joins us. Hello, Barbara Harris.
Nice to meet you.
Ms. Harris, why do you persist with CRAC, the organization?
The reason we persist is because we believe that there's no logical, rational reason why a drug addict or an alcoholic should get pregnant.
But all the publicity over the years about this, it hasn't dissuaded you or made you rethink things about, well, the right of these women to have children.
No, because I don't believe that the right of a woman to procreate is more important than the right of the children that she has.
The women who've accepted your offer, what do the women tell you about their own motivations?
They tell us that the money does get their attention and get them to follow through on something that they already knew that they should do. Having children that are taken away from them is not in any way a positive thing for these women either. It just leads them to feel worse about themselves, deeper into their depression, which makes them use more drugs.
You know what has aroused the furor about this program is just the basic idea of it. It sounds creepy to people.
To me, eerie is somebody having eight children that they're not able to care for that end up in our foster care system, being bounced from home to home, never feeling loved, never feeling wanted. That to me is a lot bigger problem than the fact that we're asking irresponsible people to use birth control.
What about those who say, look, the real answer to this problem is not a small program that offers women $200 to pay women to stop having babies? The answer is better community support. It's better medical care available in the community. It's jobs. It's income-based. It's all things that people say poor people need.
I'm not trying to solve all of the world's problems. This is the issue that I'm dealing with. We do believe that there needs to be more drug treatment. We do believe drug treatment is necessary. But until every drug-addicted woman is in drug treatment, gets clean, and never uses drugs again, that doesn't solve the problem that we're dealing with, which is alcoholics and drug addicts giving birth to babies that they're not able to care for.
Let me ask you about your own source of strength or determination. Can you tell me how it is that you go on with this idea, which still, 5 years on, strikes many people as intensely controversial at the least?
Because I really believe in my heart that what I'm doing is the right thing. I've talked to over 1,000 women over the past 5 years, and they themselves have told me, don't ever stop doing what you're doing, Barbara, because until somebody's drug addicted and out in the streets and getting pregnant and doing drugs and drinking alcohol and having babies that are taken away from them, they don't understand this. I have letters from these women telling me, thank you for helping me to do the first responsible thing I've ever done in my addiction. This is a positive step for the women as well.
Barbara Harris, founder and director of Project Prevention, formerly known as CRAC, thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.